Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I want to talk to you about something that we've heard before, but my wife was touching on it this morning. And Laura, you can put my title up, thank you. This is something we should all understand and know. Kingdom authority. Everyone say kingdom authority. You know, we have been given a mandate as children of God. We've been given a mandate to do a few and certain things. And God gave us authority. Go with me to Genesis 1. We're looking at Genesis 1. I'm sure you can probably all find that in the Bible. If you cannot find it, come and see Jordan. He'll train you on weekends. Amen. Genesis 1, verse 26. I'm reading from the New King James. God's now gone ahead and He's created all the animals and the trees, etc. And then He says, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. So He made us to be like Him. God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness, and let them, mankind who I'm creating, let them have dominion. Everyone say the word dominion. Dominion. Everyone say the word dominion. Dominion. That's a big word. It's a real big word. It's only a few letters, but it's a big word and it means a lot. And He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Man and woman are created in the image and likeness of God. When I say man, you know, the Bible says in John 3:3, except a man is born again, we're not leaving woman out. We're talking mankind. You do understand that, right? So let's not get crazy about him, she, her, and, you know, that kind of stuff. God said man, and He meant mankind. And He created, you can see right there, at the same time, male and female. Amen. All right, so let's not get caught up in a lot of stuff that's taking place in the world. And so He created them. Verse 28. Then God did something supernatural. He blessed them. He blessed mankind. When you bless something, when God blesses someone, He empowers that person to prosper in every area of life. So when God blessed mankind, He empowered them for that mandate that He provided them to do. Take care of the world. Take care of everything. And He wanted us to rule and reign, but not dominate. See, too often mankind get it in their mind that I need to dominate another person or dominate another nation. That's not what God said. He said, take dominion over the earth, not over people. Amen. And so God blessed them and God said to them, now when He blessed them, He enabled them to be fruitful and to multiply. How many of you have got children? That's a blessing from God. In fact, if you look at Psalm 127, verse 3, He says it's a gift from God. Children are a heritage from God. Children are a reward from God. So He blessed us and He said, be fruitful and multiply. Well, we've done it pretty well. There's up to 7 billion in the world today. So part of the mandate is being fulfilled. Amen. Then He said, fill the earth and subdue it, not mankind, subdue the earth. You know, when I read this, every time I read subdue the earth, I think of the earth and the atmosphere and the heavenlies and everything that's involved with the planet. And I think of Jesus standing in the boat and saying, "Peace, be still," to the storm. And they looked and said, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him." You got that same mandate that Jesus had. Because remember, he gave up his godly rights, his godly privileges in heaven, and he came to the earth as a what? Representing man and woman, remember? He came as a man, representing mankind, and then he did those miracles, signs, and wonders that we saw him doing because mankind had been blessed by God right in the beginning. Amen. So Jesus did what he did as a man because he had been empowered to prosper in everything pertaining to the earth. Now, you never saw Jesus dominate mankind. He said, "If I wanted to, I could call down 12 legions of angels and sort all you guys out." Did he not say that? Well, there's some nations that say, "We got so much nukes that we will dominate you." That's not what God's talking about. Amen. So we have to understand that. And he said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over everything that I have created in the earth. Over the fish, over the cattle, over all those things, the birds, and every living thing that moves on the earth. Take dominion." God gave us a mandate to take dominion and bring blessings to people in the earth. We have been empowered to prosper in every area of our life. I am empowered to walk in divine health. I have been empowered to walk in financial prosperity, in joy, in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding. I've been empowered that I can receive all the promises of God and move through this life as a pilgrim, but not as a permanent resident. I am a permanent resident of the kingdom of God. I am a kingdom man. I'm a kingdom person. And the laws that are applicable in the kingdom are applicable to me. The laws in this nation are applicable to any American person or anyone living in America. So if they say, "You got to pay the IRS," you got to pay the IRS. When they say, and Jesus even confirmed that, remember, "Give to Caesar what's Caesar's." And then Jesus even said, "Obey those that are in authority over you." And so we obey the laws of the land. We stick to the speed limits. We stick to the system that is in place wherever you are. And there are different systems in different nations. But the kingdom of God has got one system. And the just shall live by faith in the system. By faith. Now, what does it mean to live by faith? I live by faith by what God has said. That's it, period. All my faith has to be is believe what God said, period. Nothing else. I don't have to live by faith to get healing. What did God say? I live by faith to obey and agree with the word of God. Nothing else. There is nowhere else and nothing else my faith has to go to. It just has to go to the word of God. Obviously, it's faith in God. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of God, by the Son of God who gave himself for me. Remember that? Galatians 2:20. So my faith is in God and what God said. So my faith, I don't have to send my faith out there, send my faith out there, send my faith. I send my faith out from within what God said. Rivers of water come out of my belly, that's it. I don't have to discuss this. When a doctor says to me, "You've got X, Y, and Z wrong with you," oh, I bind those words in Jesus' name to the doctor. I don't do that. I thank him for his opinion, and I walk out there and I say, "Lord, rivers of living water, and my faith is in you and all you have said." That's it. That is it. That is it. Tell your neighbor, say, "That's all." Put your hand on your heart and say these words. Say, "My faith is grounded in God and everything he said. And we make such a big deal out of this. We make it such a big deal. You've got to do this, you've got to do that. And we bring all these laws and man-made understanding and religion and traditional religious stuff. No, all you have to do is believe God, trust Him at His word, and just operate in that. And God rewards you. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And all those that come to Him must believe that He is. That He is what? He is El Shaddai. He is the great I Am. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the bread of life. He is my Redeemer. He is my kinsman. He is my Savior. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is everything I'll ever need. All my faith has to go to is in Him. So stop trying to exercise and work your faith in this area. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and your faith will be rewarded every single time. Amen. Ooh la la. You know that God, it's really very simple. When you look at this whole thing, it's pretty simple. God didn't give us a complicated system. Let me tell you what's a complicated system. Read the laws of taxation. In America, you'll be flabbergasted. That's why you have to have TurboTax and this tax and that man and this woman and 300 people trying to get your taxes right. It's so confusing. It really is. I'm even confused when I go and sit in front of the person. They're asking me questions. I'm just, ask my wife. Hello? It's the truth. Did you earn a salary this year? Did you make? How much? What's your house worth? Have you paid it off? And on it goes. God's word is so simple. Just take Him at His word. It's simple, but it's profound in its working. It's life-altering, life-changing. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man. No one, nothing, nowhere can do that but the Word of God. And remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh, she showed it this morning, and dwelt among us. Amen. So many people, oh, I need more faith. No, you don't. You don't need more faith. If you've got mustard seed size faith, you can change worlds. People, it's a noble thing to say, I pray for more faith. You don't need more faith. You need to learn the operation of that faith and put your trust in the one who's got that faith working in you and let it come out of you. Stop trying to work your faith. Hallelujah. Now, after God created man in His image and according to His likeness, He blessed him, told them to be fruitful, told them to multiply, told them to fill the earth, told them to subdue the earth, and told them to have dominion over everything that is on the earth. When God blessed the man, He empowered the man.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City.